Well, hello, friends. This is a Kilted Cacher here. We're on the trail again, looking for some geocaches. Right now, I'm just about to head out looking for, in memory of Lieutenant Vincent H. Corr, which is it's a memorial cache dedicated to a World War II pilot who crashed his P-47 in the woods in this area here. So they've set up a nice memorial for him. So I'm going to go out and see if I can find it. And we'll get back to you when we get a little bit closer. Well, I'm at the memorial site of the Vincent H. Corr crash site. And there are a couple of markers here. They have a flag here. It's a birdhouse with a model of a P-47 sitting on top of it. And it's basically like a large circle of stones around the monuments. Flags at the gateway, and the stone here, it says site of U.S. Army Air Corps P-47 Thunderbolt plane crash in which the pilot, Second Lieutenant Vincent H. Corr, died on April 11, 1945. And the plaque here, it's a bronze plaque on a pedestal. It says, in memory of Vincent H. Corr, 2nd Lieutenant U.S. Army Air Forces, World War II, November 20th, 1924, April 11th, 1945, P-47 pilot. And being a pilot myself, I've got a soft spot in my heart for World War II pilots, so it's kind of a nice memorial that they put up here, and I'm glad I came to do an honor of Lieutenant Corr. Now we got to get off and find that site, that core, that cache. It's not too far from here. Well, I've looked around for a while here. I spent about half an hour, I guess, looking, and I got a little bit of bounce on the GPS here, so it's getting a difference in range from like 57 feet to 65, 68 feet back and forth. And I checked the hint, but couldn't really find anything that really resembled the hint, so I think we're going to have to DNF this one and have to try coming back at a later date for it. Nice hike though, beautiful area, and I think I'm going to try and get a couple of others in the area here before we quit for the day. So, on to the next one. Well, we're on the trail to the next cache. This is a micro. It says I'm about 50 feet away from it. did a little bushwhacking. These trails aren't very well marked. So I kind of went kitty corner between two trails, and I'm just coming out onto a trail. It says I'm just a few feet away. So it says it's hidden in a stump. So let's see if we have a little bit better luck with this one. Well, success. We finally got this one. Yeah, I walked right up to this one. It was a pretty obvious spot sitting in the top of a stump, but there's a little bit of bounce here because GPS still says I'm 29 feet away from it when I'm standing right next to it. So you got to be careful about you trust your GPS only to a certain degree, then you got to rely on your geosense and just begin to hunt. So I'm going to sign the log and let's see if we can grab another one before the day's over. Well, come up to my next cache here. We just found it here. It's quite a little hike, about a half a mile from the last one. It's an ammo can, kind of nestled between a couple of stones, and thus the name Stoned. The ammo can has been painted up with like a textured paint to kind of give it a stone appearance. And we'll just open up the container now, see what we've got. And see if there's anything exciting in here. Typical plastic junk in here. Nice carabiner. And basically all your regular stuff. So we're going to sign the log. And I don't know if we'll drop anything off here. Maybe we will. But that's going to be it for the time being. And on the way back, I'm going to